I'm currently underground, but I'm very comfortable. I'm in a large leather chair, which is sat at a control desk, and I'm facing a bank of screens. I'm not joking, some very nice high-tech screens which have replaced what was originally there. This place that I'm in, I'm hoping to use this Friday to live stream a program out for the Media 140 team to tie in with what's going on right now in Italy. How, I don't know what the word is, how poignant to be in what is effectively a nuclear bunker at the time, shortly when we don't know what's happening with the air and what was happening with our airlines and what's happening with this dust cloud and what's happening with volcanoes, on, off, planes up, planes down. So let's go to a place that we know we're going to get reasonable bandwidth, that we know could effectively work off the grid, that we know if planes do start falling out of the sky, we're going to be protected. Will we be protected? Who are you, sir?
I'm Steve May. I'm the senior engineer at the site.
And what's the history of this place? What did it used to be?
Well, it was originally built back in the 1960s at the start of the Cold War, and it was part of Britain's integrated defence plan, UKWMO, UK War Monitoring Office. And what we're sat in is what at the time was called an RGHQ, a Regional Government HQ. And this is the old HQ for Royal Observer Corps No. 8 Group. The basic idea of it was, in the event of a nuclear war, this was to give some idea of what was going on outside from the reports they got from the little observation post dotted around the country, so they could track the bombs that were falling, the fallout, the path of the fallout, and number of casualties. But also to try and keep some sort of semblance of government going while it was all going on outside, and hopefully after things were, if you can use such a term, safe after a nuclear exchange, to come out of here and try and get things going again.
So you were here since when this has been taken over, is that right, and have helped renovate this place?
Yeah, I started with the company in 98, and we bought the bunker in 2000, and when we bought it, it hadn't been changed since the days of the Royal Observer Corps. So it was literally like opening a time capsule. First thing we saw when we opened the giant blast door upstairs was a sign saying alert state reinforced black. We also found a key in the key cabinet saying radio isotope source storage, which we obviously used for testing things. So it was literally walking into a time capsule. I mean, all the electronic equipment had been taken out, all the teleprinters and BT equipment, but everything else, the bunks, the air conditioning system, the generators, the kitchen, everything was still intact.
Corned beef?
No, we didn't find any of that, or if we did, nobody was daft enough to try it.
No, definitely. Well, it's a nice space now. I'm in a room more than big enough to run a live stream internet show from, with a very nice balcony around the top. Is that original, the balcony?
The sort of, yes, the floor is original. Around there, you would have had what were called the tote operators who spoke to the individual posts sat. But the rather nice glass and chrome surround isn't. That was it was originally a solid wood surround.
So how many of these were there in the country?
Not sure. I think there was about 20 or so.
Wow, it's a big setup with a lot of comms that would have had to have been fed in here.
Yeah, and there's only a few actually existing in their original condition now. The only one I can think of that's completely original is the one in York, but that's the Royal Observer Corps Museum. Mm. A lot have either been demolished or converted like this one to other uses. I've heard of one that's even a vet's somewhere.
Wow. So, and those are the uses we will talk about later on. I'm here thanks to a company called Forward Thinking. And if you are following Opus VL, you'll probably hear some, that's on Twitter, more stuff coming out through Mackie, who has very kindly plugged me in to these guys. And hopefully on Friday we'll be with the help of this gentleman here. What's your name again?
Steve.
Steve, thanks. Well, brain dead today. We'll be plugging us in to the rest of the world. Thanks very much, Steve.
No problem.